Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and welcome to this morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this short time together to start God's day off in His Word. Today we're in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, where Paul encourages the followers of Christ to live in unity based on their oneness in faith. God's people have been given special gifts to prepare them for the work of Christian service and to build up communities of faith through love. And again, God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. I urge you then, I who am a prisoner because I serve the Lord, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when He called you. Be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Do your best to preserve the unity which the Holy Spirit gives by means of the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is the Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. Each of us has received a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given. As the Scripture says, when He went up to the very heights, He took many captives with Him, and He gave gifts to people. Now, what does it mean when He went up except first He came down to the lowest depths of the earth? So the one who came down is the same one who went up above and beyond the heavens to fill the whole universe with His presence. It was He who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service in order to build up the body of Christ. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful people who lead others into error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under His control, all the different parts of the body fit together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, where Paul writes, "And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God." You know, beloved, St. Paul uses the metaphor, the allegory of the church as the body of Christ in many ways, but the obvious way that the church is the body of Christ is that our bodies are in unity. I don't see anybody sitting in church slapping himself with one hand and holding his hymnal with the other. No, our bodies are working together in unity. Our feet bring us down to the chapel on Sunday morning. Our hands open up our hymnals and our Bibles. Our eyes read the Word. Our mouths express the Word of God. Our bodies work as one. They work in unity. And so should the body of Christ. Unfortunately, today, the body of Christ is more fractured than it is in unity, and there's a lot of growing that we have to do, a lot of growing up, before we become that bride of Christ who is spotless and without wrinkle. Let us pray. Lord God, you are indeed one God and Father of all people. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that unites us in faith and binds us together in peace and in loving service to one another. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32, where Paul describes the new life in Christ. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God hear your prayers and God meet every need that you have according to his perfect will. Amen.